Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got John Tucker. He's with Keithley, and they've come up with a brand new tool to help the design engineering community. Isn't that right, John?
That is correct. That is correct, Alex.
Well, you know, the thing is that obviously there's all kinds of pressures on the design community, and all kinds of new devices are being created. But there are several trends in the industry that need to be followed in order to create proper tools to serve the industry. What trends are you following, and what do you see out there that have caused you to create this new device to address those needs?
Yeah, that's a great question, Alex. You know, one of the things that we've learned over the past few years that there's more and more electrical engineers that have started their careers like in the past 10 years. So a lot of younger engineers have been coming into the field. You know, and a lot of what they're learning in school these days really focuses around software orientation. You know, there's a lot of good software tools that they're learning on to get to their degrees.
We've also seen,
in the past few years, there's fewer dedicated test engineers. You know, as a lot of companies have either, you know, changed their organizations, restructured. Some senior test engineers have either retired. And a lot of that carnal knowledge that they've learned about using test instrumentation just hasn't really been passed down to the younger generation.
We all know
that there's greater time to market pressures. In fact, in the past 3 years, the cycle times have shrunk by 16%. You know, so there's clearly the demand to get products out to the market faster. And something else we've seen is that there's more and more non-electrical engineers who want to make electrical measurements and use test instrumentation, but they don't always get that training they really need to make those right measurements. And, you know, sometimes they could make some measurement errors that could result in, you know, information they're collecting not being accurate.
Right.
But there's one really big trend out there that we're seeing here, and that's really the changing expectations about the user interfaces on test instrumentation. I mean, look at it. Everywhere you go, you see consumer products that have got touch screens, whether it's a tablet, a smartphone, a camera, a GPS, ATM machines. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger engineers are really being influenced by this technology. So that's a trend we've been looking at very, very closely.
Got you. Well, you know, the thing about it, John, is you've hit on a lot of very, very important aspects, and they're all interrelated because you're right. The maker revolution has got a lot of people out there who are maybe a mechanical designer or a electromechanical guy and doesn't understand electronics or understands enough about electronics to get in trouble, and then they have to test what they've designed. So there, and also, again, like you were saying, engineers who may be an analog guy and isn't familiar with digital protocols, or a digital guy and is not familiar with analog test, there is so much there challenging. So something tells me that what you're going to tell me, your product has got a touchscreen in it.
Yeah, that's correct, Alex. Yes, you do. Back on August 14th, Keithley introduced the world's first capacitive touchscreen-enabled source measure unit instrument for R&D benches and system automation. And this really addresses many of those trends that I've talked to some of your listeners about all over the world, too. And everybody said the same thing to us. Hey, simplify the user interface. Make it easy for me to configure this instrument so that I can spend my time doing my R&D, doing my development work so I can invent something or create a new product.
Right, designing, testing.
Right, this new instrument really addresses what the customers were really asking for.
Yeah, but now, obviously, John, you didn't just throw a touchscreen on a device and say we're done. I mean, there are obviously some other advantages, some functionality you've added in as well, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. This new instrument takes advantage of Keithley's, you know, long history of analog precision and performance. So we've added some additional lower current ranges, lower voltage ranges compared to some of our existing source measure units. Connectivity, we really improved. You know, for an R&D bench, you know, the most commonly used type of input connector is a banana type of input. We've got that on the front panel. But on the rear panel, for maybe some of your listeners who want to create, like, automated systems, They were asking us for lockable style connectors. They didn't want the banana connectors on the rear panel because they're, you know, may have people pulling them out of the rear.
Right. They want a semi-permanent connection.
Yeah. So we put in a lockable three-lug triaxial connector on the rear panel. And, mm-hmm. and really we did that for three reasons. One, your listeners wanted lockable connections.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the triaxial connections are great for the low current measurements that this new source measuring unit provides.
Mm-hmm.
And three, your listeners are tired of buying expensive adapters. You know, many times they get lost, they grow feet and walk away. This way, with the triaxial connectors on the rear, you've got a direct connection from, let's say, the back of this instrument to, let's say, a semiconducting probe station that also uses a triaxial connection. So that eliminates that need to buy that expensive adapter.
And also, even if you do have a benchmate with light fingers, it takes them longer to disconnect the equipment. You might catch them.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, hardware and user interface aside, let's talk about the inside of the box. Now, what about the fact that it is, its performance, it's the SMU. What about the core functionalities? Have you done anything to improve that?
Absolutely. When you think of a source measuring unit, it's like putting in a precision digital multimeter, a precision power supply, a precision current source, an electronic load, and a trigger controller. And
mm-hmm.
think of those all combined. So when you take all those, you know, there's a lot of things you have to consider, like making sure the noise levels are low, because an instrument like this can be used in so many different applications where your listeners might be doing some sort of a current versus voltage characterization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be to small-scale semiconductor to nanoscience where, you know, you got to get the noise levels down because you don't want the noise of the instrument to be interfering with the measurement. So one
mm-hmm.
of the improvements we have in this instrument is, you know, very low noise levels compared to maybe even like, you know, off-the-shelf power supplies.
Wow. You know, and now let me stop you there for a second, John. It's just me. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about it. Displays are one of the biggest issues for noise in a test device, and you've added a touchscreen. So how do you, you know, you obviously been able to deal with it. Was it a big issue dealing with the noise from the display and maintaining low noise inside the device?
Well, that's why we got a great engineering team here at Keithley. They worked on this problem, and they were able to get the noise level down to where we wanted it, along with having this great touchscreen user interface on the front panel. So we worked
mm-hmm.
that problem, and we got the noise levels to where we wanted for this particular product.
Right.
We solved that problem.
And okay, so now you've got the low noise. What about the accuracy?
Accuracy is very, very good on this instrument. It's competitive with, you know, all the SMUs that Keithley has, in some cases even better, and in some cases even better than some of our competitors out there as well.
So we're talking stable, accurate, low noise, easy to use.
Absolutely.
Are there any catches? Does it require anything special to operate? Something tells me that you really have moved the ball forward with this device.
Absolutely. You know, again, I mentioned earlier, you know, our customers wanted, you know, to simplify the user interface. You know, and because it's a touchscreen, we took a look at what smart technology offers, you know, like pinch and zoom and swiping and all those capabilities. So it's not a smartphone, it's not a tablet, but we've taken those capabilities and made it part of this user interface. So we have swipeable screens. On the graphing capability on the user interface, we provide pinch and zoom. So a lot of those things that the younger engineers or all of us who've been kind of influenced with technologies we might find on a phone or a tablet, we put that in here to make the experience better, to make the user be able to really learn this instrument faster, to work smarter with it, and to invent easier. That was our goal when we launched this product.
Wow. Yeah, and you really have done it, because actually, you did let me take a quick peek at the device prior to the launch, and I was quite impressed with it myself. I just wanted you to bring out all of the, you know, features for our audience. But one of the things that I did want to ask you about is the whole aspect of the integration of the device, the user interface, the fact that people can actually just intuitively, because that's the other side of the coin. People will reach out to a screen nowadays and then they'll get pissed that it doesn't do what they expect it to do. They try to pinch and it doesn't pinch, or they try to swipe and it doesn't swipe. So you've added all of these things. Are you looking for this device to replace the current suite of tools on someone's table, or is this for the next generation guy who wants a simplified suite and there are still other devices higher and lower within your range that will allow them to continue and do more advanced design?
Oh, I think it's really all of the above, Alex. I mean, I'm not saying that this instrument is going to replace, you know, the individual digital multimeter or the power supply. You know, those instruments have really great uses out there. But I think what your listeners are going to find, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we try to, it's like combining, you know, the DMM, the power supply, the current source, the electronic load, and trigger controller all into one instrument. So think of it this way. One, it's going to save a lot of bench space, because if I can put all those capabilities into one box, I've just saved some bench space. And, you know, an engineer's R&D bench is limited to space. He only has so much room to work with to put up his or her test instrumentation.
And that device obviously is quite small. That is very compact.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a standard, you know, sizing that we use here. From a systems point of view, again, you know, it could save rack space by having all this capability inside this one instrument. Now, one of the things we did do to make it easier for your listeners to utilize this instrument, like a digital multimeter or a power supply, is we added this cool function called Quick Set. And with one touch, I can set this instrument to behave like a DC voltmeter, a DC ammeter, a two-wire or four-wire ohmmeter, and even a power supply with just one touch of a button. So we've made it simple for your listeners to configure this instrument up quickly to behave like some other instruments, like a DMM, like a power supply, along with having the power of what a source measure unit can do, which is basically doing IV sweeps to characterize devices.
Right, right, right. So basically these are almost like macros that they could set up and just simply have device configuration macros and push the one button and bang, it's that device.
Absolutely. So we built in those particular quick sets to make it easy for your listener to just one touch, boom, and they can utilize that this SMU just like a DMM or a power supply.
Wow. So where can the audience go to get more information? What's the drill down site at the Keithley web to find out?
Sure. You can certainly go to www.keithley.com. Or if you want to go right to a landing page that we have dedicated for this new instrument, it's called www.touchtestinvent.com. That touch test invent is all one word, and your listeners can go to this page to learn how they can touch test invent with this great new model 2450 source measure unit instrument.
Wow. Well, considering that you created a specific site just for it, it's obvious that you have very, very proud and high expectations for this device, and so I encourage the audience to go take a look and find out more. Was there anything that you wanted to leave our audience with, John, before we closed out the episode?
Well, basically, again, as you mentioned, take a look at this instrument and certainly contact Keithley to get more information. You know, this is an instrument, when you think about it, it really combines the capabilities of those instruments I talked about, but giving you the benefits of like curve tracing, you know, IV test systems or parameter analyzers all within one box that's very affordable today. It's going to be expandable with new firmware capabilities for the future. And I really think once your listeners get their hands on one of our instruments here, it really is going to be their lab's favorite go-to instrument.
Wow, that's really, really excellent, John, because as you pointed out, we've got so many engineers who are being forced to do their own test. Anything that can streamline the process and get them focused more on the design and less on the test is obviously going to help them.
And I think this instrument really is going to address their needs.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, John, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We're always trying to move the ball forward for the audience, and a new tool and a new device with some new functionalities is always welcome.
Well, thank you, Alex, for the time.
Pleasure is ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Paulton Power. Have a great day.